The question was asked, why was Yaakov Avinu mourning for 20 some odd years? We are taught in the laws of mourning that a person is not supposed to mourn beyond the halacha of how much you mourn, 3 days for weeping, 7 days for Sheva, etc. So why was Yaakov Avinu weeping over Yosef for so many years? So the answer here breaks up into two components. Number one, the Talmud says that Yaakov Avinu could not forget Yosef, that there's a decree in heaven that people forget someone when they die. But because Yosef hadn't died, so Yaakov couldn't forget him. Part of why we can move on in life is because we can put it out of our minds. So we move on. But when Yosef wasn't dead, so then there was nothing, that decree from heaven that you should be able to forget someone just didn't happen. But Chazal give us another understanding as to what's going on when Yaakov's mourning. Yaakov says, "Ki ered el beni avel she'ola," I will go down to the grave mourning. So that indicates that from the moment he heard of Yosef being devoured by wild animals, at that moment he decided, "I will not stop mourning." So that, why? Meaning, we see the 20 years passing. But you see that the moment he hears of Yosef being devoured by wild animals, he says that. And his sons and daughters try to comfort him. He refuses. He says, no, I will not be comforted. Why? So Chazal tell us that the Ribbono Shel Olam had taught Yaakov a concept when Yaakov was leaving his father's house. When those rocks became one under his head, what Hashem was telling him is that Am Yisrael is one, and that your fulfillment of the prophecy of your task in this world as Yaakov Avinu is going to come to a realization through those 12 children of yours. And the 12 children represent the realization of Yaakov, the people of Israel, the different forces that exist in Israel. Yaakov understood that if one is gone, they're all gone. And Yaakov understood that if Yosef is gone, then his mission to be the father of the people of Israel is gone. From Yaakov onward, we have the concept, Yisrael af al pi shechata Yisraelu. If a Jew transgresses, he's still a Jew. When Avram has a son who doesn't behave properly, Yishmael, not Jewish. Yitzchak has a son who doesn't behave properly, Esav, he's not Jewish. Yaakov has a son, if he behaves inappropriately, it could be Reuven, it could be Shimon, it could be Levi, it could be Yosef, it could be Yehuda. Right? About each one we have different stories. Reuven and Bila, Shimon and Levi with Shechem, Yehuda with Tamar. They're still Jewish. No one gets cut out because what Yaakov was taught in that prophetic vision is that now you are beginning the people of Israel. The people of Israel are one, and even if someone's faulty, they're still a part of it. But if Yosef's gone, then Yaakov understands from that there's no people of Israel for me. Meaning, so when Yaakov's mourning, he's mourning the message he just got. How's this going to work? Hashem told him, if you pass away and all your children are alive, then you won't see perdition. But if before you pass away, Hashem says to Yaakov, one of them goes from the world, then you have to be worried you're heading for perdition. So when Yaakov hears that Yosef's gone, he says, how could that be? How could that be? There's a covenant that the 12 tribes have to exist. So Yaakov's mourning is far deeper than a question of Yosef. It's a question of Yaakov's mission in the world. It's a question of how could there not be 12 tribes? Everyone knew there were supposed to be 12. Now, the matriarchs knew it. Their maids knew it. Everyone knew there's supposed to be 12. And when the brothers say, well, if Yosef's behaving inappropriately, then just like Esav was cut out and Yishmael was cut out, Yosef should be cut out. They're making a big mistake. And Yaakov says that can't be. And when he says, Chaya ra'a achalatu, a wild animal consumed Yosef, he is looking at them and saying, you're the wild animals. He's saying, I don't believe he was killed by a wild animal. My concern is you. And that he refuses to be comforted over.